First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on the SVI Radio Network. At First Bank, you're more than just a number. From first cars to forever homes, they're here for all the moments that count. Make your next move by visiting GoFirstBank.com or stop by your local branch in Alpine, Afton, Kemmer, and Mountain View. Joining us over the phone this morning is Kemmer Lady Ranger volleyball coach Jody King to talk Lady Ranger volleyball heading into the opening weekend. Coach King, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm well. Thank you.
Thanks for being with us this morning. Let's start off by maybe introducing yourself to our listeners a little bit more. Kind of tell us your background and how you got the job and how long you've been doing it. And we'll kind of go from there.
I've been working with the Kemmer girls for 6 years now. My daughter played in high school here, and I saw a need on the coaching staff for somebody that had a little bit more volleyball knowledge, so I volunteered to help out with the girls. And then after that, I applied. The JV position came open, and I applied for that, so I was awarded that position. And then a year after that, the head coaching position came open, and I applied for that. So I've been the head coach now. I think this is my fourth year, and I've been with the Rangers for about 6 years between the volunteer work and the coaching position, so really enjoying my time with these kids.
Now, you mentioned seeing a need for someone with a little more knowledge. If I remember correctly, you played some pretty high-profile college volleyball in your time. Is that right?
I did. I played for Casper College back in the day, so... I did play some college ball. Yes.
Well, let's talk about the Lady Rangers. Kind of maybe recap how last season went and your summer prep work, and now obviously starting a new season here this weekend. Kind of get us up to speed.
Okay. Last season we lost at regionals, so we did not make it to state. It was a heartbreak for us. We were really hoping to get that last win and get to state, but it unfortunately didn't happen for us. And going into this year, I talked to the girls a lot about staying in shape and making sure they were either playing another sport or working out just to stay fit and stay ready. And so I feel like my girls did a really good job. You know, we had multiple open gyms over the summer. We'd probably about twice a week on normally have an open gym, and so I had a lot of girls come, and it was good to see. And our numbers are a little bit down from last year, which is okay, but we've got a pretty strong team coming forward, and I'm excited for these girls. They've been working hard and can't wait to get to this first tournament in Cokeville. It'll be fun and give me a good idea on which way we're headed. So I think the girls are doing really well and are very strong this year.
Coach Jody King, Kemmer Lady Ranger volleyball coach, joining us this morning on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Coach King, tell us who some of these girls are that that we'll be hearing most of and seeing on the court quite a bit this season.
I've got four seniors returning this year, and Hadley Wood has played varsity, and Hattie Plowman has played varsity before, and so Ashlyn Ridings, our libero this year, and she's doing a great job. She was also our libero last year. McCartney Pollard is going to be our DS, and so these girls are seasoned. You know, they've been playing for me for 4 years now, and I'm excited to end this year with them. I'm not excited to end it, but to work through this year with them and see where we can go. So there's a lot of strong players, and I've got some really strong players coming up through JV too, so I'm excited for the future of Kemmer volleyball.
You talk about opening up at the Cokeville Invite, which is always kind of a really good litmus test as far as opening up volleyball, especially for the region. Kind of let us know who's on your schedule and what times those are scheduled, and people maybe can come watch, because obviously it's just a short little trek from Kemmer to Cokeville.
Yeah, so we start on Friday. Our opener is at 10:30 with Grace, and so the JV team will play first, and varsity will follow that. And then we just go into a kind of pool play. Sorry, my other phone's ringing. We just go into a pool play where we'll play two other teams on Friday, and then Saturday goes into a bracket play, which starts at 8 a.m. So it just depends on where you end up in your pool play as to what time you'll start on Saturday.
So you have Cokeville tournament this weekend. I believe it's the Border Wars next weekend at Evanston, right? So when you get into, these early season tournaments, you're playing a lot of matches. You have JV varsity, and then you get into the pool play and the brackets. Just a lot of matches over the weekend. Kind of what is your goal as a staff heading into these first two tournaments, and what are you hoping to see out of your girls, and what do you take away from these next two weekends?
Our biggest focus is making sure that our rotations are working well, that the girls are in positions that are going to be most beneficial to them and the team. Teamwork on the side of my girls, you know, they can be sometimes a little bit rough with each other, so making sure that we're motivated and moving forward as a team. And then for my up-and-comers, you know, my JV team, see how well they're doing and increasing their abilities, and how are they playing and how they're working together. So it's definitely a good time for us, you know, these first two weekends to get our lineups developed well and make sure kids are doing their best ability at what the position they're playing.
Well, you talked about barely missing out on state last year. You got four girls returning, so obviously some high motivation there to get to the post, to the culminating event. What are some other goals you'd like to see for your squad this year?
Oh, gosh. You know, in the past, coming out of conference, we've always done really well. So I think my biggest goal for my girls this year is to make it to state, and so they can feel what that's like, and the competitive play at that level is just different. Even going from conference to state is just different. So, and then for the girls that, you know, want to move on to play some college ball, just to feel that the difference in how you level up every time.
That's Coach Jody King, Kemmer Lady Ranger volleyball coach, this morning on First Bank Wyoming Sports Friday. Coach King, thank you so much for your time. Just one final question. Obviously, this is a passion for you. It's been a sport that you've played, and now you've been coaching it for a while. What is it about the sport of volleyball that motivates you to be involved in these girls' lives and to continue to do it year in and year out?
For me, I think, you know, it's just working with the kids and developing their skills and making sure that they have a good, positive involvement in the sport. You know, it's competitive sports in high school is hard, and just making sure that the girls have somebody that knows how to coach them and makes contact with them. And you never want to be, you know, a kid's last coach. So just motivating the kids to work hard and move forward and be competitive and do the best for themselves, because this is shaping their future.
Very well said. That's Coach Jody King, Kemmer Lady Ranger Volleyball. They're going to be at the Cokeville tournament this weekend. Coach King, thank you for your time. Wish you the very best.
Thank you.
It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on SVI Radio.